Yeah, it's really cool. I was actually just hitting balls next to Westwood, who's been my role model ever since I was a little kid. So that was a cool moment, and thoroughly enjoying it. You know, I had a good round today with Webb Simpson, and learned a few good things, and already started making some friends out here, which is always a plus. And looking forward to Thursday.
In terms of qualifying, though, to get here is obviously really hard now. It gets harder and harder. What was the sense of achievement like when you knew you got through?
It was huge. I mean, you know, it was a dream. It's always been a dream to play at St Andrews, especially as an amateur. And, you know, this year is likely to be my last year as one. So to qualify and qualify at St Andrews was massive, you know. It actually was surreal. We didn't really believe it until the moment that we finally got here and teed it up. But very special and, you know, going to try and get over it and focus on the game and try and put in a good result this week just like any other tournament.
Do you have to try and make it like another tournament, or can it be that simple?
It can be that simple if you make it, but obviously, you know, with the guys you're teeing it up with and the atmosphere out here, it's not like any other tournament I've been to before, which I only see as a good thing because, you know, I quite like pressure. I like, you know, playing in front of crowds and, you know, hopefully that can inspire me to play better than I have done in the past couple of months. So I'm looking forward to it.
How much of the course have you played so far?
I played all 18 both days and looking to maybe go out on the back nine again now. But I'll probably play again all day again tomorrow just because I like you know, playing it as I would do on a tournament day. So that's the plan, but I'll probably play it two or three times before I tee it up on Thursday.
Had you played it much before? I mean, obviously, I presume most golfers have played it, never mind being professionals or amateurs looking to be pros.
Yeah, I played it with my dad when I was about 15. I've got a couple local caddies just to play it. And then two or three years ago, I played in the St Andrews Links here, and I wasn't able to play it since due to all the, you know, late success in the States. But this is my fourth time playing it, and I teed it up on Monday. So, you know, what a good time to come and play it again in the Open. So it's very special.
As we talk now, it's very benign conditions on the driving range. Obviously, links golf can be more of a challenge. You've been in America quite a lot on those lush green courses. Do you enjoy the rain and the wind?
Yeah, I love links golf. It's my favourite type of golf. And in the past, it's certainly been a lot more difficult to adapt when I've come home to play during the summer. But, you know, I hope it gets windy. I hope it plays tough. Yeah, enjoying it. I mean, today the wind started to pick up a little bit more than yesterday, which has made it a touch more challenging, especially on the back nine. But I think it suits my game quite well, and I hope it blows a little bit this week.
You mentioned the States. I mean, in terms of your journey as a golfer, I mean, how instrumental is being a university over there? You were Louisiana State?
Yeah, graduated from Louisiana State. I was there for my last 2 years. And when we won the national championship this year, I mean, it was just a fairy tale finish to a roller coaster college journey. It really was a special moment and a good way to end. You know, I graduated in May, 2 weeks before we won the title. And, you know, it just allowed me to push on and, you know, further my career and, you know, leave a good memory behind me. And it was something that I'll always treasure. And, you know, this summer's been good so far with a good result in the stroke play at the British Am. Played pretty solid last week in the European teams. And just looking to stay on the train and keep playing good this week and putting some good rounds.
What do you think your chances are with winning the silver medal as the best amateur here? That's obviously the target, isn't it, initially for you?
Yeah, that's obviously the goal. I mean, my game plan will be to make sure we're here on the weekend. So we're going to set up our books to do so. And, I mean, this year, as it should be at St Andrews, it's probably got the highest amateurs in the field. I think there's like 7 or 8 of us. So the silver medal is obviously a tough one to win. But the main focus will be to get ourselves through to the weekend and then go from there.
And you've got friends and family here as well? You've got your mates on your bag, your uncle here as well?
Yeah, I've got my coach and uncle here, my friend on the bag, my parents, and then my grandma's coming tomorrow, psychologist is coming tonight, and I think if my sister and her boyfriend can, they might come on the weekend if there's a reason to. So we've got all the Taylors here this week.
A lot of members coming up from Surrey as well?
Not that I know of, but I believe that there's a few members from Alton Heath coming up, and I heard my name being called out a couple of times today, but, you know, I'm always going to appreciate the support from friends and members back at home, and I'm sure I'll see some familiar faces up here, as always.
You mentioned the sports psychologist. How important has that person been to you then?
Yeah, it's good. He's someone who's known me since I was younger, so we've always kept in touch, and, you know, just having him around makes me feel confident and makes me feel relaxed. So he's coming up to just, you know, be a friend like he would do at any other tournament, and, you know, everyone here is pretty much part of my support team, and it's everyone that's always been there for me. So there was no reason to not have them around me, you know, at the biggest tournament that I'm going to tee it up so far. So You know, looking forward to them all being here, and it's nice to give back and show them something cool for all the hard work they've shown in me, so that's good too.
And just tell us about your tee off time and who you're playing with.
I tee off at 3:51, and what's the name of my playing partners again? Brett Rumford and Tom Gillis, isn't it? So I've got Brett Rumford and Tom Gillis, second to last actually, Thursday.
Oh yeah.
And looking forward to it. I actually quite like my tee time. I think Thursday the weather's meant to be okay.
Yeah.
So it might not be too breezy in the afternoon, but we'll see. Whatever the conditions are, we'll deal with it. And not only soak up the experience, but you know, hit some golf shots and post a couple good rounds.
And walking up the 18th, hopefully you haven't had a decent round, will be special with those big yellow leaderboards, the big galleries as well on 18 this time.
Yeah, I'm sure the St Andrews will fill up the seats no problem on the last couple of holes, so that'll be cool. Really looking forward to it. I mean, even in the practice round when there's a few people lingering around, it's still a good feeling walking up the last hole. And one that, when I played the St Andrews Links, played with my dad, I would walk up the last fairway wishing it was the Open, and all of a sudden it's 2 days away. So very, very special for me and my family this week, and just going to focus on what I do at every other event and, you know, treat it like one other and try and play the best I can.